This is St. Louis Public Radio. Drug testing has been a mainstay of many workplace policies for decades, but legal marijuana in Illinois complicates those practices come January 1st. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports on what employers in the state are facing ahead of the rule change in the new year.
When it comes to marijuana and most jobs, the conversation has traditionally been short. The drug is illegal, and using it isn't allowed, anywhere. But that changes in Illinois, when recreational cannabis becomes legal for adults to use in private next year. Benjamin Wesselschmidt is an employment lawyer with the Sandburg Phoenix Law Firm in St. Louis. He says legal cannabis appears to complicate things for employers because of Illinois' right to privacy in the Workplace Act, which generally says
employers can't discipline employees for using substances outside of work. So you can't control an employee's out-of-work conduct with respect to legal substances.
Wesselschmidt says that provision originally applied to alcohol or nicotine use. State legislators added recreational marijuana to the list this year. Unlike alcohol, Wesselschmidt says testing for marijuana use is not definitive.
There's no breathalyzer test as of yet for someone's blood level of cannabis.
Current drug tests reveal if someone has consumed recently, not when they did. To be clear, this wrinkle doesn't let employees consume as much marijuana as they want. State lawmakers wrote parts of the cannabis law to protect existing workplace drug policies. But many employers and HR representatives feel the new law isn't clear about their responsibilities.
I think that there are some guidelines and answers. 100% clarity, I would say no.
Ernest White is a human resource officer for the Illinois Center for Autism. He's at a presentation in St. Clair County to get some clarity about the new cannabis law. He says he's concerned about employees who might come to work high again and again.
How do we deal with, you know, repeated offenders? And then how do we discipline them properly without falling into a, this is legal, and so now I'm going to sue because you're violating my legal right to utilize this.
At the presentation, employers and human resource representatives mingle and eat lunch in a small room, looking for answers to their questions. At the front of the room, Wesselschmidt explains what changes in the new year.
So what will be allowed? Adult recreational possession, that's for individuals 21 years and up.
Wesselschmidt also explains what won't change, like the rules for federal employees and contractors. They and commercial drivers cannot consume recreational marijuana, regardless of state law. But what about the rest of us in Illinois? Generally, the cannabis law goes a long way to help managers retain drug-free workplaces if they want them. Bosses can ban marijuana use at work or when a worker is on call, and nothing in the law specifically limits an employer from disciplining or firing someone who violates their company's drug policy. Businesses can still use drug tests to make those decisions. Wesselschmidt tells the room the key is being non-discriminatory.
Right, if you're subjecting somebody to a drug test on the basis that, I kind of think that guy's using drugs, that's a terrible idea.
The law also provides a list of symptoms for supervisors to document if they suspect an employee is high at work. Wesselschmidt says companies need to decide if and how their workplace drug policies will change, and then update their handbooks and tell employees. He says employers will have to consider the message that testing for a legal substance sends.
I think it's sort of a soul-searching moment that employers need to go through. Do I want to ask these questions? Do I feel like my employees want that culture in my workplace?
Many employers realize the social stigma around marijuana use has subsided in the past decade. White, with the Center for Autism, says he doesn't want to fire an employee for using cannabis.
Because I know that that's going to start a snowball of things.
Other employers see the writing on the wall too, like Tyler Vitale, who owns the Wine Garden in Belleville.
We cannot control what you're going to do offsite, and nor should we be that controlling of our employees if they are choosing to use a legal substance.
Not all workplaces will be as lenient. For employees, make sure to check what your company policies are before lighting up on January 1st. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.